From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For those of us who don't know Outkast from Coldplay, and aren't at all sure that we'd need to, Trax Magazine makes its debut today. It's a music magazine that is aimed at people over the age of 30. The magazine's founders are betting that those listeners want a publication that focuses on something other than young pop stars. As NPR's Rick Carr reports, Trax is the latest example of the music industry's growing interest in older fans.
Start with a given. The record industry is in trouble. The research firm SoundScan, which measures music sales, reports they've been plummeting for the last 4 years. The labels have cut thousands of jobs and scores of artists from their rosters. The business is, Steve Stone says, seriously in need of turnaround. Stone spent years turning around failing businesses. Now he's turned his attention to the music industry.
The first thing you do in a turnaround is take the first plane out to your biggest customer, you get on your knees and you kiss their ass, because they are the only ones that are going to be able to pull you out.
Stone argues that people over 30 are the music industry's biggest customer. They're 60% of the music-buying audience. Younger buyers still spend more per capita, according to the major labels trade group, but they're buying less than they used to, while over 30s are spending more than twice as much as they did a decade ago. Stone is CEO of a Rhode Island firm called Blue Marble Music. He says he's done a lot of research into what over 30s think about buying music.
They didn't particularly like the shopping in a record store, because when they go into a record store, they find clerks that are half their age and don't have the same taste in music, and there's a half a million titles to sort through, and they really don't know what to buy.
Stone argues that members of the older record-buying public would purchase more music if they felt they could get what they want. Blue Marble markets CDs that come packaged with books. For example, a disc of classical music and jazz meant to soothe, and a short self-help booklet by a sleep researcher. Stone says that's the kind of product his research told him older buyers would want but weren't getting. Stone admits there's no great artistic passion behind what he's doing. He mostly wants to sell more music. If he happens to be reselling music that other labels already released, so be it. What stuns him, he says, is that nobody at a major label has aggressively pursued his business model. There are good reasons for that, according to former major label executive Danny Goldberg. The five big companies that own the major labels are dependent on artists who appeal to young buyers, 50 Cent, say, or Eminem or Britney Spears, because they generate profits and cash flow quickly.
The majors are public companies, so public companies have to have profit growth. Secondly, the majors have tremendous overheads that were built in another era.
Goldberg is president of the independent Artemis Records label, but in the past he's headed several major record labels. He says records that appeal to older fans tend not to fit into the major's business model.
People that are over 35, or for that matter over 30, are not as reactive as quickly to any kind of culture, because most of them have jobs and don't have as much time to be constantly inundating themselves with music media. And so it takes longer to build an adult success most of the time.
Goldberg says there are exceptions, of course. Rod Stewart right now, for instance, with an album of standards, or Norah Jones or the Buena Vista Social Club. But those releases generally take longer to sell millions of copies, Goldberg says. And while many adult artists won't ever sell millions of copies, their records can still make a nice profit, even if they sell only a few hundred thousand. Goldberg says the record business is looking more and more like Hollywood. A handful of big public companies chasing a younger audience with blockbuster releases, while privately held independents stake their claims to the sleepier adult market. Trax magazine editor Alan Light says the same pattern shows up throughout the music media, in radio and in publishing.
Issues of consolidation have affected the sort of patience and ability to develop an audience that independent ownership allowed and tolerated. When we took this out to the big publishers in the world, the Time Inc's, the Hearst's, the Condé Nast, a magazine like Trax is not of sufficient scale for those companies to crank up their machinery. They need Oprah. They need what's the quickest way to get a million circulation at the lowest risk.
Alan Light acknowledges that there is a risk in betting on older music fans. A few years ago, for instance, a radio format called AAA for Adult Album Alternative was touted as a potential savior of the music radio business. But it only really took off in a handful of cities, and many of its most successful stations are nonprofit public broadcasters. Rick Carr, NPR News.